Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The anticipation for the new Warriors Arena in San Francisco brings with it anticipation of a traffic nightmare. To alleviate some of the problem, planners at the Port of San Francisco are considering a temporary ferry service to bring fans from home to the games. Phil, how easy is it to whip together a temporary ferry terminal?
Not. It's not easy at all. As a matter of fact, there's a real question about whether they're going to be able to pull it off in time. First off, you got to get a terminal, and they don't have one built. This is going to be along the waterfront, so what they're going to do is borrow one from the ferry outfit, the state and local Bay Area ferry outfit, one of those temporary planks that you see put up every once in a while when they need a repair job done or some dredging, and they're going to haul it over and install it. Hopefully, they won't need to use it elsewhere. And then as far as service goes, well, I talked with the Golden Gate District, you know, the ones that operate out of Marin, and they're still up in the air figuring, well, we might be able to run some in from Larkspur as long as we're not busy somewhere else. And the rest of the Bay Area ferry system is pretty much the same way, saying we might be able to come in from Oakland and Alameda, but we're not sure how many or how often or how it's going to work.
Yeah, as a longtime ferry rider, I can tell you it's a pretty intricate system than this network across the bay, and you can't just, you know, add departures even without disrupting the system a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how they pull that off.
Well, that you're just talking about the system. You're talking about the balance between, you know, who's going which way.
Yeah, don't forget, Jeff, versus these, and sure.
Yeah, but don't forget, for every line that goes in on the bay, you have to go through a boatload of agencies and environmental reviews.
I bet, yeah.
I mean, that's one of the reasons that's kept the ferries from Larkspur and Sausalito, you know, the North Bay. They want to have more. They're filled up to the max now, but just getting approval to skim across the bay is no easy thing. But the mayor is trying to get something done down there because, as you said, they're looking at a possible traffic nightmare. They're going to be not a lot of parking down there, so they're going to be asking people to take whatever mass transit they can, but getting in and out of that area still means going in and out on streets, except for they have one trolley line that's going to be operating. So they are trying to put up other options as to whether or not this one's going to float, pardon the pun.
I couldn't help it, Jeff. Let's hope so.
Phil, before we let you go, let me ask you this. Was this an idea that had been floated before? Sorry. I didn't even mean to do that. No. I'm not that clever. But had this been suggested before?
No.
And she's just rolling it out today? Or is it just all of a sudden, temporary?
No, here's what it is. They want to have a permanent out there, but they don't have time to build it. So they're coming up with a temporary so that they'll have something to show. Whether or not it floats, as you said, remains to be seen. But as of today, everybody said, we're on board, but we don't know if we can get the anchor going in time. How's how many cliches is that?
Anchors away, my friend. Anchors away.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.